Lesson 2. Climate, temperature, glacier, adapt, survival, evidence, diet, shelter, theory, migrate. Lesson 2. How would your life change if the weather turned very, very cold and stayed that way?Read this selection to find out how early people reacted to a period known as the Ice Age. The Ice Age. Changing to stay alive. At the end of the Old Stone Age, fire became very important. Earth's climate, or long-term weather patterns, was changing. The temperature on Earth was falling. Temperature is the measure of how hot or cold something is.Earth became very cold. Glaciers covered parts of North America, Asia, and Europe. A glacier is a thick sheet of ice. This ice age lasted for about 90,000 years. It ended 10,000 years ago. Early people had to adapt or change the way they did things. The colder temperatures were dangerous to their survival or continuing life.How did early people adapt to the Ice Age? Scientists have found evidence to answer this question. Evidence is information that proves something happened. Some people changed their diet or the food people eat. Some built sturdier shelters. A shelter is a safe place to live. Others used animal furs to make warmer clothing. Still others learned to use fire to keep warm.Some people could not adapt to the Ice Age. They died. Crossing a bridge. The Ice Age brought one more very important change to the world. As ice formed, the levels of the oceans dropped. What did this mean? Lower water levels meant that more land was above water. Areas of land became connected by land bridges.One land bridge connected Korea and Japan. Another connected Great Britain to Europe. A third bridge connected Russia and Alaska. This bridge is called Beringia. Scientists have a theory about Beringia. A theory explains how or why something happens. This theory explains how people came to North and South America.Scientists believe that early people migrated across the Beringia land bridge. When people migrate, they move from one place to another. These people arrived first in Alaska. Then they spread to the south. In time, they reached North, Central, and South America. They became the first Americans.